ॐ मौनं व्याख्या प्रकटित परब्रह्मतत्त्वं द्युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारि कृपासुधाब्धी भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं सारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयो श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयाद् इतरतश्चात्वेषविज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघोकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्कुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं व्यासाय विष्णुरूपाय व्यासरूपाय विष्णवे नमो वै ब्रह्मनिधये वासिष्ठाय नमो नमः। When Kali Yuga began, Shaunakadi rishis wanted to perform a special yaga called Sahasra Samayaga. Sahasra Samayaga means a ritual which is performed for 1,000 years. The idea is, in Kali Yuga, somehow or the other, you have to escape from the materialistic onslaught. Big ritual you start, by the time your life itself will end. So, whole 24 hours you are not going to perform ritual. Morning, evening will be there. Satsanga will be there. In between, there will be some stories also. Puranas and other types of Shastra Patanam also will be there. Generally during these leisurely hours, when the ritual is not performed, they spend time by listening the glories of the Lord. So many rishis and devotees have gathered on this occasion. Among them, a great rishi called Ugrashravas, son of Romaharshana Muni. His another name is Suta Muni, they call. So this Ugrashravas or Suta Muni is a scholar in Puranas. When he hears the glories of the Lord, his ears will be Ugra. It will be fully sharp and ears, it will stand erect. So therefore he is called a Ugrashravas. Very expert in storytelling. His father Romaharshana, disciple of Vyasacharya. Vyasacharya taught all the Puranas to this Romaharshana, because this Romaharshana Muni also was very interested in hearing the glories of the Lord. When he hears the glories of the Lord, he is to get auriculation. So therefore he was called a Romaharshana. This Ugrashravas, son of Romaharshana, was a disciple of Shukacharya. So all the rishis under the leadership of Savanaka requested the Suta Muni to share the essence of entire Vedic teaching. As even Suta Muni was requested, naturally his mind went to his guru's feet out of gratitude, because in this congregation of rishis he was selected as the storyteller. So he remembered his teacher.
ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ಪ್ರವ್ರಜಂತಂ ಅನುಪೇತಮಪೇತ ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹಕಾತರ ಆಜುಹಾವ ಪುತ್ರೇತಿ ತನ್ಮಯತಯಾ ತರವೋಭಿನೇತುಃ ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಹೃತಯಂ ಮುನಿಮಾನತೋಸ್ಮಿ.
ಮೈ ಸಲ್ಯುಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಮೈ ಗುರುಷ್ಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ. ವಾಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಟೀಚರ್ ಈಸ್ ಈ? ಸರ್ವಭೂತ ಹೃದಯಂ ಮುನಿಂ, ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಫೈಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್. ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಐಡೆಂಟಿಫೈ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್? ವಿತ್ ದಿ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಸರ್ವಾತ್ಮ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ದೇ ಕಾಲ್. ವೆನ್ ಶುಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಬಾರ್ನ್, ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ 12-year-old ಬಾಯ್. ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಯಾಗ ಹಿ ಕೇಮ್ ಔಟ್ ನಗ್ನಃ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಡ್ರೆಸ್. So as even he was born, his mind was full of this sarvatma jnana. So as even he came out of the yaga, so he started walking towards secluded places. Actually Vyasacharya prayed to Lord, "Oh Lord, please give me a child through whom I can spread this Bhagavata." After writing the Bhagavatam, he prayed to the Lord. So Bhagavan guided him, "You do this particular yaga, a child will come. From birth onwards he will be a jnani. So he is the fit person to teach Bhagavatam." But the child which has come is running away. So naturally Vyasacharya very very unhappy. So he also started calling him, "Oh putra, my dear child, please come," like that. But this 12-year-old child did not have that idea that I am an individual. The child has an idea that I am everything. So unless you have an idea that I am an individual, he cannot reply. So the child was not replying and going on. Seeing the miserable condition of the father, all the trees also started, "We are here, I am here, I am here," like that. So that's what he remembers here. Anupetam apeta krityam viraha katara. Losing his own child who happened to be a jnani who doesn't have any dehatma bhava, when his father called, "Oh my dear son," all the taravaha, taravaha means trees, also replied, "I am here, I am here. Such a grand teacher I had, my salutations to him." Yasvanubhavam akila shrutisaramekam adhyatma deepamaditi teershatam tamondham ಸಂಸಾರಿಣಾಂ ಕರುಣಯಾಹ ಪುರಾಣ ಗುಹ್ಯಂ ತಂ ವ್ಯಾಸ ಸೂನುಮುಪಯಾಮಿ ಗುರುಂ ಮುನೀನಾಂ. ಯಸ್ಯ ಸ್ವಾನುಭವಃ, ಹೂಸ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ಆರ್ಮ್ ಚೇರ್ ಲಿಟ್ರೇಚರ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ಪ್ರಾಡಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಂಟೆಲೆಕ್ಟ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ರಾಡಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್. ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಈಸ್ ಟಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ is attested or authorized by a great jnani like my teacher Shukacharya. So this Bhagavatam, which is akila shruti saram, it is the essence of entire Veda. Adhyatma deepaha, it will enlighten the humanity with regard to the inner nature. And purana guhyam, it has two meaning. Purana guhyaha means old secret. It is a old secret. What is a old secret? That you are infinite is the old secret, our oldest secret. And another meaning is puranana madhye guhyam. Among the 18 puranas, this one particular purana is a beautiful, wonderful secret. And which is a samsarinam tamondam aditirshati, which is going to cross over the samsaris from the blindness called ignorance, which was narrated by my Shukacharya. Why he has narrated this scripture to Parikshit? This scripture was first time narrated to Parikshit. So he has narrated this Bhagavatam to Parikshit, keeping the condition, spiritual condition of the entire humanity with lot of karuna, compassion, he has given this secret. Tam vyasa sunam munim muninam gurum upayami. He is not an ordinary teacher, teacher of the teachers. Muninam guru. Generally muni means a teacher, spiritual teacher. Manane shilaha. Muninam guru. He is a grand teacher, teacher of the teachers. To such a person, I prostrate. Then Shaunakadi Rishi asked one particular question to the Sutamuni. Dear Sutamuni, you have learned so many scriptures, Puranas, Dharma Shastras. There are so many things to be learned. Really, in Vedic culture, you cannot complete your learning. And we have limitation with regard to time, with regard to quality mind, with regard to our very lifespan itself. So there are so many things to be learned and to be followed by a human being. Bhurini bhuri karmani shrotavyani vibhagashah pumsam yekantatah shreyah tannah samshitum arghasi. There are three types of discussions. Ordinary mind, suppose they gather, they talk about incidents. Like this happened, like that happened, like this happened, like that. Okay. Dirty minds, people with dirty minds, if they gather, they talk about people. He is like that, he is like that. So they criticize people. So they spend time in that type of discussion. When great minds join together, they always discuss principles. Here the very question shows that the minds there in the Yagashala are very great mind. The beauty of question you have to see. He asks, what is the only one knowledge to be learnt? Because all knowledge you cannot learn. All sciences you cannot learn because of short span of time. At least one knowledge, very very important knowledge I should learn. Entire humanity should learn. And what is the only duty of a human being to be performed without any choice? What is that one thing? By learning or performing, every human being can attain Shreyas. Shreyas means spiritual benefit. That is the question.
Prayenalpayushasabhyaha kalavasmin yuge janaha manda sumandamatayaha manda bhagya kyupadruta.
Savanakadi Rishi says, in this Kali Yuga, people are prayenalpayushaha, always endowed with limited lifespan. Within that short span of life, they are mandaha, manda matayaha, manda bhagyaha, ubhadruta. Very lifespan itself, very short. And within that short time itself, they are lazy, mandaha, lazy with regard to spiritual pursuits. Some of them may get enthusiasm for spiritual pursuit, but unfortunately they are sumanda matayaha, very dull-witted with regard to spiritual knowledge. With regard to other things, they are very sharp. But with regard to spiritual knowledge, dull-witted they are. And some of them may be sharp also, enthusiastic also, but manda bhagyaha, they may get transferred. They had to go to Western countries. So, whatever the satsanga was they were attending, gone. Or they had to settle in West, wherein this culture is not there. Then fourth obstacle is upadruta. Their mind was grief-stricken by various type of life situations. So in this Kali Yuga, either people don't have access to Vedic scriptures because of very birth. If you born in Afghanistan, you cannot even hear Atma, Brahman like that. And if you start, suppose, telling that I am that, it is a blasphemy. If you say that I am the God, Brahman, infinite, it is a blasphemy. So if you born in that type of cultures, what happened? Your moksha is sealed. With regard to that particular janma, moksha is sealed. So either people don't have access to Vedic scriptures, or they are not interested, or they are not able to understand its significance. Even though you are born in the country wherein this Vedic culture is available, people don't know the significance of these scriptures, significance of these teachings of these scriptures. They are not able to understand its significance, and they are troubled by their family problems and social problems. So it is full of obstacle. Entire life goes in the pursuit of roti, kapada, makan. Only physical needs are to be taken care of by the human being. One who acquires more and more is a successful person. That is a social judgment. How much bank balance you have, how many flats you have, how many cars you have, how much you can command, these sense pleasures. These are all the scales for your success. These are all social restriction. Society has given you, without any knowledge, it has given you wrong guidance. It doesn't know, it should have kept quiet. But those people who don't know, actually they only blare through media and other areas. So naturally, even though a child is born in this Vedic culture, still it is deprived of this type of teachings. What is the criterion to be a modern citizen? I should be able to access all types of teachings, all types of sciences, correct? If I am not able to access, if particularly because of either ignorance or because of conspiracy, if I am totally obstructed by knowing one particular science which happened to help me whole life, can I call it as a free society, as a modern society? So that is the problem in the modern society. Even if those things are given here and there, by accidentally you come across like this ashramas, like this Vedic culture, people who live with Vedic culture, no quality time, no quality mind for these teachings. Therefore, these things will happen. Hey Sutamani, in the future generation, these things will happen. Kali Yuga has its, these are all the characteristics of Kali Yuga, wherein spiritual pursuit is put behind the all other pursuits, and only for material needs every child has to study at least 20-25 years. Even after that also, unless the child gets campus selection, entire 20 years study is a waste. You don't get a job. Once you miss that, gone, you miss the bus, and you have to wait for tractors, some tractors and other things, gone you are. So what is the way? Shaunakadi Rishi asks,
अतः साधो अत्र यत्सारं समुद्धृत्य मनीषया ब्रूहिणश्च दधानानां येनात्मा संप्रसीदति.
Therefore, O sadhu, O learned one, O noble one, you have learnt all the Vedic teachings. Find out the essence of all the Vedic teachings by your geniusness and tell us. Atra manishaya samudhritya yatsaram. What is the essence? Because no time for learning the shadangas, grammar. Grammar itself will take 6 years. Then shadanga, then Veda, then come to Vedanta. It is very, very difficult. So please bring out the essence of the entire Vedic teaching, and tad naha bruhi, please share with us. Why should you share with us? Shraddha dhanam naha bruhi. We are Shraddha dhanas. We have a value for Vedic teaching. So therefore, you should share with us. What type of saram? It should be that saram, that essence, the teaching should fulfill the entire life of human being. yena atma samprasitati. By knowing which, by performing which, his core personality should be fulfilled. He should find security, peace and happiness. He should find purnatvam. See the beauty of the question. Our scriptures generally begins like this only. In Upanishad, if you go, in one Upanishad, a student asks, Keneshitam patati preshitam manaha, Kena prana praiti yuktaha, like that. Because of which the sense organs and prana and mind works, I want to know that. He is not able to define what it is. But he was very sure this mind and sense organs are inert matter. Unless someone instigates them, those things cannot work. This much he had a knowledge. So he catches the root cause of all transaction. In another place, father asked his son, who has completed 12 years of Veda Adhyayana. When father sees the son has come back after completing his education, Veda Adhyayana, with a puffed mind, with all pride he has come. So how to put down his pride? So the father asks, have you learnt? By learning which, all learnings are completed. Can you have a question like this? Is there any science? You should have conviction that there must be a science by learning which entire sciences are mastered. So when the father asks, the son says, is there like that anything? Is there like that anything? Then father asks, have you asked this to your teacher? Then the son says, because pride is there, my teacher might not have known that. Therefore only he has not taught. Then he bows down to the father himself and says, please teach me, I want to learn. Because learning one by one, you cannot complete the sciences. So one basic science you learn, all the sciences are mastered. Like that the very question itself is mind-boggling question. Another seeker in Kathopanishad, 8-year-old boy, Nachiketas, yeah. Anyatra dharmad, anyatra adharmad, anyatra asmad, krita krita, anyatra bhutascha bhavyascha, yetat pashyasi tadvada. He says, there is something which is beyond all the three periods of time. There is something which is not included either in the cause or in the result. Either it is not a cause also, it is not a effect also. And it is not good also, it is not bad also. Like that one is there. If you know, you tell me, he says. Etat pashyasi tad vada. To ask this question, how much knowledge you should have, you know. You are very sure. Generally, this question sounds as an irrelevant question. Is there anything in the world that which doesn't come under either cause or effect? Everything is cause. Correct? Everything is effect. Father is a cause. The same person is in effect of his father. Understand? Even if you trace the moola karanam, primordial matter, that comes under cause. And what is there in the creation which can escape the period, three periods of time? Everything you know only in terms of past, present and future. But he says, that is there. If you know, hey, Yamadharma Raja, please tell me. So here also, the very question is very beautiful. Yena atma samprasitati. Before answering, Sutamuni says, oh, revered rishis, your very question itself is a beautiful one. Very question will provide auspiciousness to the entire humanity. When it is answered, it will provide auspiciousness to the entire humanity. When great people gather, the quality of their discussion will be very subtle and elevated. The purpose of their discussion will be always, always Lokamangalam. When we gather, either we talk about our Mangalam or somebody's Amangalam. But when great people, sadhus, gather, there will be always Lokamangalam. That is the glory of Sadhu Sangha. Suta Muni answers.
Savai pumsam paro dharmaha yeto bhaktir adho kshaje ahaitukya pratihata yayatma samprasidati.
He says, if an individual wants to attain purnatvam, security, peace and happiness, and if he want to find an unconditional love, then his supreme duty is loving the Lord.
Savai pumsam paro dharmaha.
Indeed, that is the prime duty of an individual. Yataha adhokshaje bhaktihi. Adhokshakaha means a Lord. It's a beautiful karana nama. Akshajaha means sense organs. Adhokshajaha means a principle which is behind all our sense organs. Chaitanya tattvam, because of which very sense organs are working. That means what? Sense organs cannot know that tattvam, aprameya vastu. You cannot know that tattvam through the sense organs. External sense organs, 5 sense organs, internal sense organ called mind. Both of them cannot know this principle because the very principle is behind the sense organs. A torchlight can never see battery because of which the torchlight works. So you want to know what is the brand of that battery, and dark night it is. So because torchlight is very bright, so torchlight want to know, or you want to know what is the battery brand. So you open the torchlight and take out that battery and put in front of the torchlight again, and what will happen? Understand? Like that, Bhagavan or Chaitanya Tattvam can never be an object of your experience or your knowledge. Therefore he is called Adhokshajaha, one who has hidden himself behind all your knowing capacity. Apratihata ahaituki bhaktihi. Apratihata means uninterrupted by our selfishness or our desires. Hetu rahita bhakti, unconditional bhakti. Bhakti is here qualified as an unconditional one. What is the condition generally in our transaction? Selfishness, some sort of desires. That means what? Siddha bhakti. In the beginning we talked, na? Siddha bhakti. There are 3 types of bhakti. Sadhya bhakti, sadhana bhakti and siddha bhakti. So sadhya bhakti means love towards the end. Sadhana bhakti means love towards the means. That type of love is not talked here. Bhagavan cannot come as an end also, as a means also. Bhagavan is already a siddha vastu. His own, your own real nature. By knowing that, you will love naturally. We love ourselves unconditionally, correct? Yaya atma samprasitati. Because of this knowledge, because of this spiritual pursuit, a person's core individuality is fulfilled. Samprasadana means fulfillment, that is fact. All other gains we get in our life can fulfill either our sense organs or our mind. Correct? Anything you get in your life, individual is not satisfied. That is why his seeking doesn't end at all. Whether it is in the form of wealth or in the form of even education, the individual is not satisfied. Therefore, the seeking doesn't end at all. Why it doesn't end? There is no satisfaction. Here, by knowing this or by performing this particular duty, yaya atma samprasiddhati, our core individuality is fulfilled. This is the unanimous assertion of entire Vedic culture. What is that unanimous assertion? Finding absolute love must be your goal of life. Loving the Lord must be your goal of life. Sri Ramakrishna repeatedly says in his gospel, the purpose of this human life is knowing and loving the Lord. Catch hold of the Lord like a child catches hold of the pillar and transact with the world. So many examples he used to give. Before cutting the jackfruit, you apply oil in your hands so that the sticky substance in the jackfruit will not stick to you. It is irritating, you know. Similarly, this world is like a jackfruit. So apply the love of the Lord, that is the oil. Then, neither you will be affected by this world, its sticky substance, nor you will have hatred towards that jackfruit cutting. People, only two categories. One group is carried away by nice things in their life. They say, something grand. That means what? The sticky substance stuck. Some other group is there, everything negative. Hatred, criticism, complaints, grumblings. Either this or that. We find very few people in this world. Neither they are carried away by the nice things of the creation, nor they are suffering by the negative things of the creation. Creation has both. Ice cream also is there, snake poison also is there. Correct? Both are there. Garden also is there, jail also is there. Temples are there, police stations also are there. Both are there. Where we will land when we don't know. If we don't have self-control over our lifestyle. So Sri Ramakrishna is to say, hold on to the Lord, first gain this knowledge, he is to say always. In the young age itself, gain this knowledge that you are one with the Lord, then you can marry. Then afterwards you can marry, happily marry. Wife will be an object of love, not with particular expectations or anything, as yourself. You are going to transact with yourself. And Holy Mother Sharada Devi used to say, without the love of the Lord, how a human being can live in this world even for a day? That was her surprise. Because love of the Lord means what? Love of yourself. Love of your own real self. How can you live without loving you? That is her surprise. So the logic behind this assertion is what? Bhagavan is not a separate entity hiding somewhere else or living somewhere else. He is our own inner self, Atma. That's what all the scriptures are going to reveal. Before revealing also, he is Atma only. Before our knowing also, Bhagavan is Atma, is the knowledge going to be revealed by the Shastram. Before that revelation also, the fact is what? Is already my Atma. Real meaning of the word called I. Self of the self. They will write in the translation books. He is the self of the self. That first self will be with capital S. And second, because they don't have any vocabulary for this. So loving him, loving the Lord means loving your own real personality. So how can you avoid that? This is the logic. And another logic is, in the entire creation, the conscious entity the Lord is the only permanent entity. We don't know whether it is permanent or not, but we know entire creation is impermanent. Anything comes in our life, anything we come across in our life, it comes, stays for some days and goes. People come, stay for some day and they go away. Things come, stay for some day, it makes happy and unhappy, then goes away. So everything human being comes across is subject to time and space and causality, therefore temporary. Through scripture we come across that there is one thing which is permanent, and that thing is called consciousness or Lord. Without loving the permanent, if you love only temporary things, very love becomes a source of sorrow. When we lose our object of love, because that object of love is going to go away, so then it becomes a source of sorrow. Therefore, at least one place you should have to come back as a base, like a person who roams here and there and transacts the whole day. At least night he should have a house, a small house, so that he can come and relax. Why we want a house? Why can't we take rest while traveling itself? We all know in transaction there is a movement, in movement there is no relaxation. In the absence of movement only there is a relaxation. So every day nature provides that absence of movement, otherwise this willow will work 24 hours. OT, overtime earning. If he has that capacity to earn 24 hours, such a greediness, he will earn. If the sleep is not a requirement of the human body, gone. Somehow, Bhagavan has kept that ceiling. Maximum 18 hours you can transact. More than that, you cannot. One or two days you can violate this also, but third day, with all interest, I will take it. Or while transacting itself, I will take it. Sleep comes, you know. That way, we need something as a base. Without base, we cannot build our life. What is that base? Shastra says, keep that base as a permanent one. If base itself is shaking and moving, how can you hope your life to be a stable one? Because you cannot live with unstable things. You can transact with unstable things, moving things, but you cannot rely on, you cannot build on your life on the unstable things. And nobody in the creation wants sorrow. Nobody wants to be sorrowful. All struggles in human life is to either to get away from the sorrow, or if possible get ananda. And only one thing can be a source of ananda. What it is? Permanent entity. Only permanent entity alone can be a source of ananda. Ananta vastu or nitya vastu alone can be source of ananda. Why anitya vastu cannot be source of ananda? Because it is anitya. Therefore it will create a asukha. Whatever may be the relationship, intensity of relationship, the co-traveler in this train cannot be your family member. Suppose you go to Kashmir, 2 days, 2.5 days of journey. So as when you entered in your compartment, you find your beautiful person, wonderfully, sociably, he was talking to you, and within just 2-3 hours, you made friendship. And you find beautiful qualities are there, and you share whatever you brought from your house, and he also shared with you. So within 1 day you became so much friendly. So second day when his station comes, he wants to get down. Suppose you say, so much you are loving, please don't go. please don't get down. If you say, what he will tell? The very purpose of entering to the train is to get down at my destination. I cannot be a co-passenger whole life. I can be a co-passenger with you either one day or 2 days or 20 days or 20 years, maximum 50 years. You alone can be the co-passenger for you. Who will be the co-passenger for you? You alone can be the co-passenger for you. Nobody in the creation can be co-passenger for you. The very entering into the travel is a transaction. Correct? That very transaction is meant for ending. With having the ticket of ending destination only, I enter. So everybody say ticket is there, destination and date, time, everything is printed. Bhagavan made us not to read that. Date of travel, he has entered. Date of getting down, that also he has entered. But the date of getting down, expiry, he has not mentioned. Or he has not made us to, because to avoid our anxiety. So you cannot hope that someone will be there as your co-passenger whole life. And you must be your own co-passenger. That to you is there in that statement. First you is what? Your external personality. Second you is your real personality. So without knowing him, without identifying with him, how can you hope to be a happy person? Therefore, Lord being the inner self, Siddhavastu. Bhagavan is Siddhavastu. Why Bhagavan is Siddhavastu? He is permanent vastu. Anything permanent should be available. In the entire creation, who is permanent for me? You tell. As far as I am concerned, as far as you are concerned, who is permanent in your life? You tell. Shastra says it is you. You are permanent for your life. Correct? Correct? You are permanent for your life. So how can you try to avoid yourself? How can you escape? How can you be ignorant of yourself? How can you avoid transacting with yourself? And that yourself happened to be the nature of the Lord. Therefore, finding love towards that inner nature of ourselves is the goal of life. And in that only, security, peace and happiness of our life exists. People don't bother about loving any number of people. Correct? Only thing is, their interest should not be touched. I can be friend with you, but you should not touch my interest. You should not be an obstacle for my interest. So Bhagavan, they find, if they love Bhagavan, Bhagavan becomes obstacle for their desires. That's illogical fear it is. If you understand Bhagavan in some other way, that fear may be true. But if you understand that nature of Bhagavan as revealed in the scripture, what is the nature of Bhagavan revealed in the scripture? It is yourself, your own real nature. So there is no need for fear of loving the Lord. In and through the Lord, you can love the entire creation. So love of the Lord does not mean hatred towards others. Love of the Lord does not mean hatred towards others. In one and the same locus, love of the Lord and hatred towards the world cannot be. Locus is our own mind. So in one and the same locus, if somebody says, I love the Lord but I hate the world, he is a liar. He is a liar. If you can love unseen, ununderstandable, untransactable Lord, why can't you love the seen, transactable, understandable people? So there is no need for fear that whether I will hate the world. We will love the Lord also and world also not as Namarupa Jagat, not with any expectation. There will be love without any expectation. Without loving the Lord, you try to love the world, that love will be a fake love. I told you in the beginning itself, it will be a sadhya prema, a sadhana prema. You use the world as a sadhana, as a means for your selfishness, or you try to get from the world for your selfishness. Once you start loving the Lord, the world also will become the manifestation of the Lord. World is not different from the very beginning, Mangalacharanam. Vyasacharya told, world is not different from you. World is not different from the Lord. So the tripati, I, creator, creation, goes away because of this love. So you are free from all selfishness. Therefore, you will be free from all sorts of sorrow. Because selfishness is the source of sorrow. Then the question comes, how to gain this absolute unconditional love? Sutta Muni says, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitah Janayatyashu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yadahaitukam. In order to find out the absolute love, one should find out the apparent love, or one should find out sadhana bhakti. One should practice sadhana bhakti. We call it bhakti yoga. First bhakti in the last shloka taught is what? Not yoga, it's the end. Here the bhakti is going to be taught is the means. With hatred you cannot find out the absolute love. You try to reduce all your selfish interests. Slowly you create an atmosphere in your mind. Yeah, relatively like a mother's mind with regard to her child. She is so nice, so unselfish, but not absolutely unselfish. She is unselfish, but not absolutely unselfish. Why she is not absolutely unselfish? When a situation comes, should I protect me or should I protect my child? Shastra says, she will protect herself only. Though mothers may object this statement, but still that is the fact. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Very beginning we discussed that. So I stand first in my life. Then only next thing. But within that I and next thing, there are gradation of transaction. Selfishness, high selfishness, medium selfishness, low selfishness, least selfishness. So mother's love towards the child is what? Least selfish. That's why when a child becomes a young boy and selects someone as his spouse or girlfriend from another religion or another culture, parents, what they say? You are not my son. Get out of this house. Correct? Isn't it? They disown. Children, they disown. And if they find that child has become terrorist, they disown the child. They are not proud about talking about the child. Situation will show this fact, but it is a fact. Bitter truth. Therefore, Shastra says, you have to create an atmosphere, comparatively loving atmosphere, to find out the absolute love. There are 9 types of bhakti. Shravanam, Ketanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Shravanam, Ketanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam. Shravana means hearing the Lord's glory. Kirtanam, singing the Lord's glory. Smaranam means remembering the Lord's glory. Padasevanam means worshipping the Lord. Archanam, doing prayer. Vandanam, dasyam, like that. Last one comes, Atmanivedanam. Except this Atmanivedanam, all other 8 types of love are in the form of karma. action. Except Atma Nivedanam. Atma Nivedanam means what? Surrendering one's own individuality to the Lord. It's called Atma Nivedanam. Except this, all other 8 types of transactions, loving transactions, are in the form of an action. Yoga Bhakti, it is called a Yoga Bhakti. So here, Sutta Muni says, if these are practiced, then finally a person finds out that absolute love.
Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha.
If you follow all these things, then Ahaitukam Jnanam Janayati. Initially, Vairagyam Ashu Janayati. Vairagyam comes. Vairagyam generally is translated as a dispassion. So it connotes some sort of negative meaning. People like to be a passionate one. So if you say to love Lord, you should have dispassion, they say we don't want that love. I should be passionate. If someone cries, I should be reciprocating. I should be emotional. Without emotions, what life it is? So that is not the actual translation. Sri Ramakrishna says, Vairagya means not hating someone, not hating the world, giving up your own selfish interest is called Vairagya. When you give up your own selfish interest, you still transact with them, but as a giver you transact. Generally we transact with what attitude? Any transaction you find, what I will get? Will I get? What I will get? How much I can get? But that fellow also has that same idea. So he transacts, so he demands from you something. Then you are very careful in giving very less and very, very shrewd in getting more. Like that, every transaction, every individual tries to give less and get more. There is a tug of war, you know. This time I win, next time you win. Correct? So when you find that this fellow is always getting more from me, we slowly avoid this transaction. Suppose if you convert yourself as a giver, all will come to you. All will come to you. Because they are confident that they will not lose by transacting with you. Correct? They will not lose, whether they get or not. One thing is clear, that they will not lose. That's why people, when they come to sadhus, they are very free. Because Swami will never ask money. If you go for consultancy, that fellow will charge 5,000 rupees, 10,000 rupees like that. Nah? So people with all family problems or some emotional problems, when they come, they are very happy. Not only Swami will not ask money, Swami will give tiffin, tea, snacks also. And at the end, if you don't have money, he will give bus fare also. Sri Ramakrishna's life we find. When sadhakas come, Sri Ramakrishna says this. Why people come here, more people? He says, because I don't ask money, therefore come here. No loss. Only profit. And there are some people who don't have even money for going back. So he will give travelling expenses also. Still continues. 2 days before also one person came. So he was telling his problems. So after counselling, after consoling him, nice snacks, tea, everything was given. And one book we have referred, he told, I don't have money. That book also was given free. That means what? You be a giver, people come to you. They will not afraid of. All transactions are fraught with this fear. Will I lose something which I have now? And if you go to Bhagavan, Bhagavan is the most beautiful giver. He never wants your banana, and that rotten banana. Nor he wants your coconut or 10 rupees or something. So what is the harm in relating with that unselfish entity? Therefore, Vairagya means converting yourself from the status called receiver as a giver. Not shutting down all the transactions. That is Yoga Shastra method. You shut down all the transactions, go to solitude, shut yourself in the guhas and sit with closed eyes and ears. And if anything disturbs you, open your eyes, and because of your yoga shakti, your anger becomes a fire, and it, that if crow is disturbing you, crow is burned. Mahabharata is historical. A boy comes to Swami Vivekananda, young boy, and asks, so many days and years I am meditating with closed eyes, but I am not able to find out shanti. Swamiji says, my dear boy, you should have done just opposite. Open your eyes and see the world. Open your eyes. Don't sit with closed eyes. So shutting yourself, shutting all the transaction with your own people is not called Vairagya. Generally it is understood in that way. Vairagyam is a precondition for loving the Lord. That means what? Now, people, when they hear, oh, that means I have to shut down everything. Actually, you have to shut down your own selfishness. You have to convert yourself as a giver. So far, you are, as a receiver, you are living. And whole life is tug of war. Neither that fellow has anything to give, nor you have anything to give. So, both are trying to extract. Both bags are empty. Both wanted happiness. The very fact that you are trying to get something from someone shows that you are empty. You don't have that. You are a lacking one. Lacking with regard to so many things. A happy man will never try to get anything from anyone. A purnaha, a triptaha doesn't need anything from anyone. Very fact that you stretch your hands, what does it mean? You are a beggar. And that fellow also stretches his hands. So both beggars claim that we are transacting. What you will transact? What is there to transact? You are an illimited entity, ignorant entity, considering yourself as the beggar without happiness, security and peace. And you add one more beggar and you say, I am secured. Young boy marries a girl, both don't have security, or half security they have. They consider, I have half security as an individual, she has half security as an individual. So if you marry, one security, full security will come. But unfortunately, instead of half plus half, it becomes half multiplied by half. What happened? Quarter. Because he or she is finite. Any finite entity will be subjected to departure and arrival. Therefore, there is no security. When there is no security, stability is not there. Therefore, there is no peace. There is no happiness. So, the entire transaction is a waste of time. That is why even after 40 years of marriage, people go to court and ask for divorce. The judge asks, why you are waiting 40 years? This fellow shamelessly says, we were waiting for our granddaughter to get married. A social problem. Our daughter should get married. Even though I don't have compatibility, we were together. So many families are there, even without talking with each other. 10 years, 20 years. I may say, no, one fellow has not talked with his spouse, wife, 12 years. I told, hey, you are not at all human being. Either you are Bhagavan or a great Jnani. I told, Swamiji, you are scolding me or... It is telling an idiot. Generally in our house they will tell, if a child is an idiot child, they will, Brahaspati, your dodda Brahaspati. Brahaspati is a guru. Devatas guru. So, we'll come to the topic. Vairagyam means, the entire discussion is for what? Vairagyam means not shutting down transaction, adding one more transaction with the Lord. That one transaction will make all other transactions safe transaction for you and for others. That one transaction will convert you from the receiver to the giver status. The more you prove yourself as the giver, world will love you like anything, because it is safe as far as you are concerned. Once this vairagyam comes, ultimately then atmosphere is created to find out that absolute love, then jnanam janayati. Thus entire spiritual practice begins with shravanam. Where it begins? How can you love without knowing an entity? How can you love without knowing an entity? Even mother cannot love without knowing that so and so child is my child. Understood? When she opens her eyes after the birth of the child, generally mothers go into subconscious mind. So, because of labor pain, when the mother opens the eyes, the sister or the nurse or someone shows the child, it is your child. Immediately, the love gushes out. Therefore, she wants to give her own blood in the form of mother's milk. Correct? Will she give for every child? Will she give for every child? No. So therefore, I should know about an entity about which I want to love. How you know? Somebody has to say. Who have loved, who have known that entity, should say. So Shastra is the thing which informs the glory of the Lord. We should hear the glory of the Lord and we will know the value of the Lord. Then you will love. Shrunoti, janati, icchati, yatate. In worldly transaction also same. How you would struggle to get Mercedes-Benz car? First some advertisement you hear. Then you come to know that there is a Mercedes car. You come to know about its grandness and other thing. And price also. You check your packet and bank balance. Janati. Shrunoti first. Then janati. Then icchati, yes, I should have, I can have, I should have, I have the capacity to pay that. Then yatate. Similarly, hearing the Lord's glory is a unique privilege. All advertisements may come to our ears, but advertisement of Lord will not come to us. Without His grace, it will not come. And human mind is particularly designed to hear this one particular advertisement only. All other animals and other minds are there, they also have the same thing. Janati, food, janati. Correct? Then, icchati, then yatate. So, if this mind, human intellect, which is meant to hear and know the higher principles of life, if it is used only for roti, kapada, makkan, it is a waste. That very instrument is not used properly. Animals cannot understand Veda. That Vedic Veda is an advertisement. Animals cannot understand. But this human mind is designed to understand that advertisement, Veda. So, if a person says that I have free will, what is the sign that he has that free will? Whether his free will is available for higher things, available for hearing about the glory of higher principles of life. Therefore only free will is given, and that free will should be operated in which area? Where higher principles, that higher principles called Veda also is given, Pramana. And that free will is given judging capacity, positive and negative points of the advertisement. Then you can go for it. and that going for selecting that I should go for this also is me. Animals don't have. So if a person uses that intellect only for dharma artha kama purushartha, if he is not interested in moksha purushartha, if he is not interested in moksha swarupa bhagavan, then his life is a waste. All our duties, education, everything is a waste if this education and duties don't direct us towards the higher principle. So Suta Muni will tell, describe this about this mechanism of finding that absolute love by practicing relative love. We will see in the next class.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokarnava Shoshanam Runa Yaduttama Shloka Yashonu Giyate Gopika Jeevana Smaranam Govinda Govinda.